The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you were in a solid Bible believing church. I hope you were. And if you don't have one, folks, listen. Start looking. They're all over the place. All different kinds. If you like traditional, you find traditional. If you like contemporary, you can find contemporary. There are liturgical churches around town that are solid, conservative, Bible-believing churches. There are hang-loose churches, formal churches. One of the cool things about the body of Christ is that there really is a great deal of diversity, a great deal of diversity within the body of Christ. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago, I preached at a very formal Presbyterian church, conservative, Bible-believing, no doubt about their allegiance to the authority and the inerrancy of Scripture, but they were very formal, very liturgical. The very next Sunday, I preached at a very, very hang-loose church, very hang-loose, very informal, but just as dedicated to the truth of Scripture. One was Baptist, one was Presbyterian. Yeah, they have doctrinal differences, but they believe the Bible and adhere to the inerrancy of Scripture. And that's, folks, listen, if you're looking for a church, I've said this so many times through the years, if you're looking for a church, the first question, don't ask them what kind of music they have. You can ask them, but not the first question. Don't ask them what kind of a youth group they have. Not the first question. Ask this. Do you believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God? Inspired, infallible, inerrant. If they waffle at all on any of those, just say, thank you, we'll keep looking. But if they believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God, then ask them the different questions about music and worship and the youth group and, you know, all of that stuff. But if they don't believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God, if they don't believe all three of those without any equivocation at all, without any compromise at all, just keep looking. Just keep looking. And there are those churches all over. They are all over. So if you don't have one, find one. Find one. Listen to this headline. You know, there's this constant debate about who are the good guys and the bad guys in the Middle East. The Israelis and the Palestinians, the Muslim members of Congress are continually condemning Israel. And there was the big flap about whether they could travel or not. And Rashida Tlaib, the gal from Michigan, said, well, I want to go see my dying grandmother. She's 90 years old, and I don't know that I'll ever be able to see her again. And so she fills out this humanitarian request to the U.S. State Department. Absolutely incorrect. I misspoke. Not the U.S. State Department, the Israeli State Department. requested a humanitarian visit to visit her grandmother. And in her letter, and I read to you last week, excerpts from the letter, she says, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I won't advocate the boycott of Israel and so on and so forth. And so Israel says, okay, sure, of course you can come. And as soon as Israel granted her request on the grounds that she asked for it, she said, I'm not going to go because they're a bunch of racists and I'm not going to go. And my grandmother would rather die. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, here is the headline. IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Forces, that's their armed forces. IDF attacks underground terror structures after Hamas fires rockets into Israel over the weekend. Once again, Israeli troops had to go in and destroy underground tunnels. Now, what are these underground tunnels for? Some of them go a quarter of a mile, half mile. These are tunnels designed to go underground and then come up in Israel. And there is one purpose and one purpose alone for these tunnels: to come up into Israel undetected so that terrorists, suicide bombers, and others can go through these tunnels, come up into Israel, and kill innocent Jews. That is the one purpose for these underground tunnels. And about once a year, Israel has to go find the tunnels. I guess they use ground-penetrating radar. I don't know how they find them. And then they have to destroy them. About 2 years ago, maybe it was 3 years ago, they found hundreds of these tunnels. Hundreds of them. And Israel said, hey, no. And we're going to destroy them. Because, again, they have one intent and one purpose only: is to bring terrorists into Israel to kill innocent civilians. So once again, this past weekend, the IDF had to destroy a bunch of underground terror structures. Now, here's my question. If you want to know who the good guys and the bad guys are, there for years, Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, and others have undertaken these underground tunnels and underground structures, again, with one purpose: kill innocent civilians in Israel. It's been going on for years. And it's everybody knows about it. Okay. Have you ever once heard of Israelis tunneling into Palestinian areas, the West Bank or Gaza? Have you ever once heard of Israelis tunneling into Palestinian areas to attack innocent Palestinian citizens? Ever? And the answer is no. It never happens. Now, are there radical Israelis? Yes, there are. But they're small in number. Incredibly small in number. The average Israeli simply wants to be left alone. They want to live in peace. And again, that's why they've given up land. That's why many Israelis would adopt the two-state system, because they've been told, well, if you just give the Palestinians their own independent state, they'll leave us alone, which is not true. They wouldn't leave them alone. Israelis just want to live in peace and safety. Palestinians, on the other hand, the overwhelming majority of Palestinians, not all, but the overwhelming majority of Palestinians do not believe that, number one, the state of Israel has a right to exist, and number two, they don't believe that Jews have a right to exist. They read the more radical portions of the Quran, which condemns the people of the book, the Jews. There is no contest between who are the good guys and the bad guys. In spite of what you hear about in much of the mainstream American media, And what you hear from some in the far, far left of American politics. IDF attacks underground terrorist structures after Hamas fires rockets into Israel over the weekend. The Israelis just want to live in peace. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 there is a news conference going on in St. Paul, Minnesota. As we speak, Representative Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have called a news conference to primarily bash the nation of Israel. These two women are Muslim and anti-Semitic. Now, I don't imagine all Muslims are anti-Semitic. Don't believe that they are. Have never said that they are. But these two women have proven over and over and over again that they are anti-Semitic. And they are crying crocodile tears because they were not allowed to go to Israel. And, of course, it's not their fault. It has nothing to do with Israeli security. It's all because the Israelis are a bunch of racists who hate the Palestinians. And when the news conference began, Ilhan Omar is speaking right now, and she began, and she basically said, we're here because we wanted to go and see about the occupation. The occupation. The Israelis are not occupiers. This land was granted to Israel by the United Nations, and portions of it they won in war, which has been going on since the beginning of mankind, and Israel has given back much of the land that they gained in war that was theirs. Anyway, I've already dealt with this. The minute they start talking about the occupiers and the occupation, you know that they have no concern whatsoever for being objective at all. So they have a news conference, and they've got a bunch of women standing behind them. I have no idea who they are, but talking about how evil the Netanyahu administration is, how evil Israel is, how evil the Trump administration is, and how innocent and loving and caring they are, and they only want peace. Right. Anyway, press conference going on right now in St. Paul, Minnesota. And again, the major purpose of the press conference is to demonstrate how evil Israel is and how wonderful the Palestinians are. I've said this many times recently, so forgive me for saying it again. If you have trouble understanding the dynamics, and it's very complicated, this whole thing about Gaza and the West Bank, it is very complicated. There's no doubt about it, the dynamics between the Palestinians and Israel and so on. And by the way, Israel has not been totally, completely innocent in this. There have been Palestinians that have been mistreated. At times, rarely, I think, but it is because of the militant nature of the leadership of the Palestinians that Israel has been so tough. They have to be so for their own existence. All right, Let me just say this, and I've said it many times. Forgive me for being repetitious, but if you have trouble understanding the dynamics, think of it this way. If Israel tomorrow disarmed completely, disarmed, destroyed every weapon, destroyed every tank, destroyed every fighter jet, totally disarmed, disbanded their army, and just said, hey, we don't believe in weapons anymore. We don't believe in warfare. We just want to live in peace. Any reasonable person, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your political persuasion, any reasonable person would know that within at least 30 days, there would be a bloodbath. Thousands and thousands of Jews would be killed, and Israel would no longer be a nation. Guaranteed. No doubt whatsoever, 100%. Now, on the other hand, if the Palestinians tomorrow completely disarmed and said, you know what, we just want to live in peace, we're getting rid of all of our weapons, we're destroying all the rockets, and we are completely disarming, totally, completely, because we just want to live in peace. The result? There would be peace. There would be peace. Israel would not attack. Israel would not invade. There would not be thousands of Palestinians dead. There would be peace. And again, any reasonable person understands that that is true. So, if you understand that simple principle, all of the other dynamics kind of fall into place. Jews do not want the Palestinians wiped off of the face of the earth and killed. They don't. The majority of Palestinians, not all, but the majority of Palestinians want exactly that for Israel. They want Israel to cease to exist. They are evil. They are occupiers. And they want them driven from the land completely. And be okay if they all died in the meantime. Those are the complicated dynamics of Israel and the Palestinians. And by the way, the Palestinians have no ancestral right to the land of Israel. They don't. A major DNA study was released just recently indicating that the current Palestinians have no DNA link to the people of Israel many, many centuries ago. For instance, the Philistines. The Canaanites during Bible times. There is no DNA link between modern Palestinians and the Canaanites or the Philistines or the Hivites, the Jebusites, and all of the other ites that you deal with in the Old Testament. There's no link at all. But there is a DNA link to the Jews of ancient times. All right, a shocking story about Planned Parenthood when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.